Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a cool evening across Israel with clear skies in Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. A perfect night for a stroll in Haifa where temperatures are mild. For those in Eilut, expect a warm night. Here are today's headlines. First, weekend strikes have killed several Hamas operatives, including those involved in the October 7th attacks, according to the IDF. This update comes from Times of Israel earlier today. Also, we have a significant development in defense. Israel Hayom reports from earlier this afternoon that the largest security deal in Israel's history, dubbed Achilles' Shield, is poised to launch. This is in response to the Muslim NATO alliance. Also this hour, Walla reports that Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Pakistan will meet tomorrow to discuss military cooperation. This is the first meeting of its kind among these nations. Separately, I-24 News highlights a new verbal barrage from President Erdogan. He has accused Israel of being addicted to war and using Goebbels-style propaganda. And finally, from JTA, a story of resilience. ELA's untold wartime operations continue under the threat of bombs and airstrikes, demonstrating remarkable perseverance. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, broke the news 119 hours ago that Hakeem Jeffries, the highest-ranking Democrat in the U.S. House, condemns Hassan Piker's anti-Semitism by name on CNN. Gideon Sa'ar, a notable Israeli politician, announced 120 hours ago that Dutch representatives will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza. This decision follows the Dutch law prohibiting trade in certain Israeli products. Belaz News reported 120 hours ago that Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Sa'ar, with Prime Minister Netanyahu's approval, has ordered Dutch diplomats to leave. This follows the Dutch Parliament's ban on trade from Israeli settlements beyond the Green Line. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF's recent actions against Hamas operatives. The Times of Israel reports that key figures involved in the October 7th attacks were targeted and killed. Among the casualties was a terror group commander in Deir al-Bala. These strikes are part of ongoing efforts to dismantle Hamas's operational capabilities and bring justice to those responsible for the recent violence. Turning to the major security deal, Achilles' Shield. According to Israel Hayom, this agreement is a direct countermeasure to the emerging Muslim NATO alliance involving Turkey and Egypt. The deal is seen as a strategic move to bolster regional security and ensure Israel's defense posture remains robust against any potential threats. Meanwhile, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Pakistan's upcoming meeting marks a significant shift in regional dynamics. Walla reports this gathering aims to enhance military cooperation among these countries. The outcome could redefine alliances in the region, impacting Israel's strategic calculations. On the diplomatic front, Erdogan's rhetoric against Israel intensifies. I-24 News notes his recent statements as part of an ongoing campaign to rally support against Israel internationally. This could strain Turkey's relations with Israel further and complicate diplomatic efforts for peace. Finally, El Al's continued operations during wartime highlight the airline's resilience. As JTA shares, staff at Israel's national carrier have maintained service amidst threats, ensuring connectivity for Israelis and support for national morale. This dedication underlines the broader spirit of endurance in challenging times. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business highlights a troubling trend. Smuggling from the Palestinian Authority poses a public health risk. This issue has grown since the tax on sweetened beverages was imposed. Though now removed, it remains a concern for authorities. Separately, Globes reports on the Competition Authority's new challenge. The key question is, who controls market data? Toby Harris, from the authority's markets department emphasizes that data ownership can significantly impact market competition. And finally, Walla Business shares unexpected news. Gasoline prices have risen to 8.25 shekels per liter, despite reports of increased oil transfers via tankers in Hormuz. Prices have defied expectations, affecting consumers and the economy. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.